Well, this morning on our program, we have a guest joining us by phone. David Casas is with us. He is going to be performing a show that's just going to have so much fun and some interesting things coming up here this weekend, Saturday, June 18th at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. David, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, you're billed as a magician, but I know you like to have some fun. There's probably some funny things, some comedy built in there, too. But can you give folks a general idea of what your show will be like?
Yeah, so it's definitely an all-ages, family-friendly magic show. And it's kind of, as you just mentioned, it's kind of all wrapped into one. I do a little comedy magic, little sleight-of-hand illusion, lots and lots of audience participation. And it's, like I said, it's definitely a family-friendly show and an all-ages show. So, yeah, just lots of fun, interactive show. So, you know, during COVID, I was out doing a lot of Zoom shows, so it's just nice to be back out in the public performing live. Nothing beats live entertainment. So
That's very true. Well, especially in the line of work that you're in, that type of entertainment,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to do online.
Exactly, yes. It's very difficult online, so it's definitely way better in person, for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine yours is more of an interactive show.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I use a lot of audience participation. People come up on stage and help me out with the magic, and yes, definitely a lot difficult to do that, you know, online, so it's way better in person, for sure.
David, tell me, how'd you ever get started, how'd you ever get interested in magic and being an entertainer?
Yeah, so I started in high school, actually, so a lot of magicians will say, oh, I started when I was 8 years old or 5 years old, but I actually didn't start till I was around 16, 17 in high school. There was a lot of magic specials on TV. David Copperfield had specials every year. They had the World's Greatest Magic that aired every around Thanksgiving. So just seeing it, Lance Burton was another one that was doing a lot of specials at the time. So just seeing it on TV, got really interested in it. And I was actually walking through North Park Mall in Davenport one day because I was born and raised in Muscatine, Iowa. And I was here in the Quad Cities at the mall, and there was a little kiosk, and there was a couple of magicians demonstrating some magic tricks, and they had some flyers that they taught lessons, you know, they gave lessons at the local magic shop. At the time, it was on Harrison Street, called Robert's Magic Shop in Davenport, Iowa. And that's kind of where I started. I started taking classes with them and kind of, you know, took off from there. After high school, I moved to Las Vegas and I worked there for a year, and then I moved back home because I'm from the area here, and got a website and just been doing it full-time ever since. So just seeing it on TV kind of inspired me, and I didn't even know there was a magic shop anywhere around, actually, and I just kind of fell into it. So I always say that magic picked me, I guess, as a career, because I just kind of fell into it and I loved it, and so I love to entertain people, and that's kind of how it started.
So the magic shop just kind of magically appeared?
Yes, you could. Yes, exactly. Yes, the kiosk magically appeared at North Park Mall, and yeah, picked up a flyer, and my mom would take me on the weekends to the lessons, and that's where I started.
Interesting. You know, a lot of people think that magicians are a little shy about sharing some of their secrets and things. So, did you find that folks were pretty open when you decided that you wanted to kind of get into this line of work?
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, you know, when we're out performing, people, of course, ask me all the time, well, how'd you do that? You know, of course, we can't tell our secrets. But, you know, it's different if you're going to learn magic, you're paying for the secret. Like, I teach a lot of classes as well in Quad Cities for the Davenport Junior Theater in the Bettendorf Park District and other districts in the park districts in the Quad City area. And so it's funny to say that, because some of the kids will say, oh, well, I thought you weren't supposed to reveal secrets. But it's different when they've paid to learn the secret, so then it's a little different then, because they're paying to learn, you know, they come and pay me and I teach them then. So then it's okay. But if you're just out exposing secrets, yeah, that's a big no-no in magic. So,
well, David, when you think about actors, there are different genres. There's comedy, drama, all kinds of things. You know, when you think about singers, again, there are different genres of music. There's country, there's rock, pop, all
yep.
kinds of different things. When you're in the magic realm, how do you distinguish what you do from what others do?
Well, I mean, I do a little, you know, I do a little bit of, you know, a little bit of each, you know, type of magic. I mean, yeah, like there's stage magic, there's close-up magic, there's comedy magic, there's like mentalism, you know, mind reading. There's a lot of different avenues in magic that you can do as well. I've always admired and got into the sleight of hand first because, to me, I just really enjoyed it. It's the magician's skill. You know, there's obviously props you can buy and it does the trick for you. But to be, you know, I like sleight of hand because I could go to someone's house. They could just give me a deck of cards and I can do the same tricks that I could do, you know, with any deck. So I've always admired the sleight of hand because it's the magician's skill. It's his, you know, it takes hours and hours and hours of practice and, you know, discipline and dedication to learn sleight of hand. It's definitely the most difficult, but it's the most rewarding for me. It has been, and I just really enjoy the sleight of hand, like I said, because I can just do magic with ordinary everyday objects, and you know there's no trick to it. It's just my practice and time that I've put in, you know, perfecting my craft. So that's why I kind of chose, I guess. But then, you know, being an entertainer, you know, I like to be a very versatile entertainer. So, you know, I do the close-ups so I can do festivals, and you know, some places might not have a stage, so I can go out in the streets and just, you know, mingle with the crowd and do like street magic and stuff like that. So I actually, when I first started, I only did stage magic. So people would say, oh, can we see some magic? And I'd say, well, you have to come see a show, because I didn't really learn any, I didn't know any close-up at the time. So I was like, well, I better learn some close-up. And then I got into some restaurants, and I did Applebee's for years, and I would just kind of do table magic while people waited for their food. So the close-up, combining both, has definitely helped me be able to perform full-time now for over 20 years. So just being a versatile performer, you know, doing the close-up and the stand-up for bigger audiences as well.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, when people run into me and say, what do you do for a living? Oh, I do radio. They don't say, oh, well, say something. But when you run into somebody and they say, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a magician. Oh, well, make something disappear. Do you get that?
Yes, yes. All the time, yes. When they find out mad, oh, well, do something. Yes, they're always put on the spot. Or, you know, it's hard for me to go to just even my family. I hadn't seen a couple of my brothers in a while. And, you know, I guess it's a good thing. I guess that means that you must be good, and I guess flattering. But, you know, every time we get together for family get-togethers, oh, Dave's going to do a show. Like, can I just come in and enjoy myself? always putting me to work. It's like, I just want to come and hang out. I don't want to work. You know, I do it all the time. But yeah, so I guess it's a good thing, I guess, that they asked me to do it. But at the same time, you know, sometimes I just want to, when you're an entertainer, it's like you're always, you know, you have to be ready to perform. And when people find out, oh, you're a magician, oh, do something, you know. So I always happily oblige, and, you know, I have to do a little something. But sometimes it can be, I guess, annoying sometimes when you just want to relax and you're always expected to perform. And so,
yeah, you always have to be on. But, you know, then again, yeah, when they say make something disappear, don't ask them for a dollar bill. Ask them for a 20.
Right. Yeah.
Make sure they understand you're a professional.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Well, very good. Well, the show coming up here again is Saturday, June 18th, this Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. And you can get your tickets online at warrenculturalcenter.com, or you can get them at the door if they're still available. It's part of the Locals and Legends show. $15 for adults and students, high school and younger, are free as part of the Locals and Legends program. So you have an opportunity to get down and enjoy the show. David, kind of in summary, about an hour show, hour and a half, what do you have planned?
Yeah, it's about an hour show. And like I said, again, it's, you know, definitely all ages. It's a family-friendly show. Like I said, it'll be a lot of audience participation, comedy, magic, some illusions, some sleight of hand. So kind of all of the genres, as you were speaking of earlier, all wrapped into kind of one show, very interactive. And I kind of pride myself on doing, I watch a lot of shows and I've been to a lot of shows over the years, so I kind of try to make my show a more unique show. You know, people will be like, come to other shows and like, oh, I've seen this before. So I always try to, you know, my show, I try to make it very unique, and maybe, you know, you might not have seen some of the tricks in other magic shows that you'll see in my show. So I try to be a little different. So, but definitely fun, interactive, and great entertainment for the whole family.
Yeah. Well, and watching magic on TV or online is one thing, but to me it's so much different when you get a chance to see it with your own eyes in person. And in a venue like this, yeah, where it's not a large arena, you're in a small area where you can interact so closely with the audience. That's got to enhance that experience.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I love, you know, I've performed when I worked in Vegas, I performed for, you know, 500-600 people. I've performed in small venues, you know, 10 seat, 20 seat theaters, but I have been there, performed there in the past, and it's a very nice, intimate setting, as you mentioned, and it's kind of cool because, yeah, like you said, people will say, oh, well, on TV, you know, they might be using, like, smoke and mirrors, and, like, I wish I was there in person. So, yeah, to see it live in person is definitely a way more entertaining and experience, I think, than seeing it on TV. It's way much better to see it live in person, exactly, because you're right there. The magic's happening right just inches away from you, and it just definitely makes for a greater experience.
Well, you bet. Sometimes the comedy and humor that comes along with it is freestyled to meet the audience, right?
Yeah, and I like a lot of people comment, you know, I love how you kind of mix comedy with your magic, and it just makes, I think, in my opinion, a more entertaining experience. Sometimes I improv, you know, because you never know, even though I'm doing some of the same tricks at my shows, the audience is always different. So you never know how they're going to react when I bring a volunteer on stage. I never know how they're going to react, so I got to kind of sometimes have to be quick think on my feet and improv with them, and it just makes it, you know, some of the best, funniest things that happened in my show was just something I couldn't rehearse or plan. It just happened, and you just roll with it.
You bet. Well, again, that show is this Saturday, June 18th, 7 p.m. That's at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. David Casas, hope you get a chance to enjoy the show. David, have fun. Hope you have a great time on Saturday.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you again.